This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I'm talking with Brandon Rohnbaugh, farmer in Lewis, Kansas, in Edwards County. Brandon, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
It's going good. Most guys are just about done with all the irrigated corn, and some guys rolling pretty good on Milo. But I would say Milo would just be kind of getting started. So yeah, we're kind of knocking through it.
How's the crop looking as a whole for the sorghum?
So most of the irrigated crops are average to probably above average. You know, we've got a lot of 200 to 250 bushels, so that was nice. Milo's kind of all over the place. There's a lot of 60 and 80 bushel Milo. This year happens to be that the later planted stuff did a little better. It caught the rains more at the right time. Some of the earlier planted stuff ran out of gas. And you switch over back to dryland corn, I guess, and a lot of the early planted dryland corn did really well. I've heard 60 to 80 bushel on the dryland corn if it was planted early enough. So, you know, just whether or not we caught the rains at the right time.
Have you had decent rains throughout the season, or how's it been so far?
We did pretty wet, and kind of got to, June was nice. June was great. 4th of July started to get a little hot and dry, and then we got into later July and August, and man, we couldn't buy rain. So it's kind of that time, you know, where the crops look great, and then here comes the blast furnace and toast them. Just about like it always does around here in August, just anything dry land in August that was in a critical phase of making grain and trying to just kind of got knocked back, you know, 20 to 30 bushels, it seems like.
Did you have any pests or disease issues or any other odd weather events?
Short of a short little hailstorm here or there, not any that I can think of. I guess we kind of dodged that bullet, if you will.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Some folks weren't quite so lucky this year, so.
Right.
Sounds like you're harvesting right now, even, aren't you?
I gave my son a quarter around the farm, and he had 80 acres of it that was planted in kind of more of a summer fallow situation, and then 80 that he planted Milo behind failed wheat, and the failed wheat just had sucked all the moisture out, and so now we're going back and cutting this failed 80 that you just want to close your eyes and be done with type of thing.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. Well, I wish you good luck on the rest of the season. Hopefully get some more rain, too, when you need it.
I hope so. They're saying maybe Friday we might have a good chance. So.
This has been your Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Brandon Rohnbaugh, farmer in Lewis, Kansas, in Edwards County. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.